Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Rootwork Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back for another weekend. I always start off by thanking everyone. I thank all of my listeners. I thank all of my followers. I thank you all. I even thank the ones that haven't found out about this yet. I thank the ones that don't listen to it. I thank the snoopers because cheeks are open. They can kiss. See, a snooper will sit there. See, they're haters. Let's say haters, because you're doing something that they're not. And they try to find fault in everything that you do. Well, if you don't like something, don't listen to it. You don't want to see it, close your eyes. I don't care, because me, I'm not going to listen to something I don't want to listen to. I don't have to look at anything I don't want to see. That's wasting your time. And the time that you're spending trying to see what you can hear that's going to aggravate you so that you can go back and talk about it, you could be doing something else. Which leads me right into real talk. Family. Everybody's having family issues these days. In the last month, they're having family issues. Example of family issues. There's always that bad family member, always in your face, trying to portray themselves like they care about you and everything. But on the other end, they don't care about you. They're doing everything that they can to hurt you. And that's something that you need to look out for. Those false, fake family members and friends. You know, there's a lot of murders that involve family. Daughter killing mother. Mother killing daughter. Son killing father and mother. Going through the whole house. Have you ever thought, well, I know you have, why? I'm going to tell you why. See, the reason for this, take somebody that's been tortured so long. Let's take an adult that done been through hell ever since they was a child. They have been through hell since the beginning of life. And then get into adulthood and think that they have freedom and still going through hell. Here's another thing, harassment. This got a lot to do with harassment too. Harassing phone calls to the victim. Harassing coming into your yard. And they really don't know who their family is or what they're dealing with, who they're dealing with. This is what I'm talking about. And if you're doing it, you really need to stop because you really don't know what you're playing with. Okay, let's see. The victim. Oh, the victim got the nieces talking bad to them and everything. Well, guess what? It's mostly the mothers. I'm not taking up all the men, but it's mostly mothers that's doing this. Mother's jealous of daughter. Okay, so they would turn the child against you. But it's hard to determine when the child, which is supposed to be the grandchild, is just like the grandmother. It is hard to determine. Right here. And then they're brainwashed. So there are rituals to fix a situation like this. But number one, this is what you should do. Change up everything you do. Change your phone number. If possible, if it's a place that you don't want to be, move. And yes, get you a hell of a worker to keep them away from you. There's tricks to keep people away from you now. There's tricks where you go to the river to keep them away from you. There's tricks that you can do in your yard to keep them away from you. And speaking of symbols, there's a symbol that can be drawn. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it's drawn in the dirt at the edge of your driveway with the people's name right on it. You know that dirt, you know it's going to go, that symbol is going to go away, but the trick is still laid. But it has to be done with other things, with other products, with other minerals and herbs and oils and rituals. Oh, yes, there is a way. I've heard of people committing suicide because they couldn't get away from their family. I've heard of people committing suicide because every day they have to go through mess. When the sun rises, they're going through it. Sun up to sun down. Yes, there's something that can be done before it reaches that point where you take your life or you take somebody else's. I just wanted to point that out because I know it's a lot of people going through that. Well, let's get off the negative, because that's the first thing that I thought about that you could do. Some people feel like they're trapped and they can't do anything. Yes, they can. Yes, you can. If it was me, yes, I can. Okay. Oh, let's talk about this. Safety. Safety in your neighborhood. You would think you move into a neighborhood, everything would be all right if you're alone and to yourself. But people have a way of dragging you into mess. I spoke about Slippery M about a month ago. Slippery M is a way to stop gossip. It is burned with the name of the gossip, and it is rubbed at the bottom of your shoes. That stops the gossip. But when it comes to picking and going into somebody's yard, you know, I've said this before. If you're not wanted somewhere, don't go. You don't know who that person knows. And then there's the backfire. When you set your foot in their yard and you don't know what's going on, that's a backfire. See, the backfire is fighting, arguing and fighting, where the neighbors was picking at you. They're not picking at you now because they have their own things to go through. See, the one that was picking, they're standing on a ledge. This always happens, and anybody else can tell you. You're standing on that ledge by yourself. Those so-called family members that got them into it, oh, they don't want anything to do with it. So they're standing alone. Everything that they have done to make people move out of a neighborhood has not worked. What if they've been doing it for years? It still has not worked. Oh, and the Bible. Please don't drop God's book on the ground. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And then drop. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, this and that. You drop the Bible. You dropping his word. You are dropping God's word. You cursing yourself. And the backfire comes within 3 days. If not before. Mind yourself. Think about what you do before you do it. Plan with spirit. And then you get out there and drop that Bible. Trying to cause arguments in somebody else's house. And then arguments are in your house. How sad. things will never be right for you again. Never. And I know of a situation, and if anybody's listening in, you need to stop. Because your day is coming real soon, and it's going to be worse than what you're doing. Leave that family alone. Because they may have a powerful family member, if you get what I'm saying. So leave them alone. Leave those children alone. Leave the adults in that home alone. See, you're trying to take their prosperity. You're trying to make the lights go out. Now, please, do you even hate to see these people with a slice of bread? You better get that out of your mind and find Jesus. Now, I can't say Jesus is knocking at your door. Why would he knock at the door of somebody like you? Failures, abominations of the earth. You're weak. You can't follow your own spirit, can you? So you have to go off and do things like this. Leave that boy alone that's trying to stay in the church. Leave him alone. Leave that boy alone that's trying to stay in school. You just don't know what this generation brings. And there are some powerful children coming up in this generation. And this particular boy that I see and I'm speaking of, he's special. Leave him alone. Because something has happened to you in the past when you picked at him. Leave him alone. Because if you don't, worse is coming. Oh, all these women out here have beautiful children, and you're jealous of them. Jealous of what they do, jealous of how they look, whatever. If you got that kind of hatred, leave them alone. There's a situation of a mother that has never been there for her children. It's out on the street, drinking, doing drugs, staying in jail, being arrested, going to prison, and that child had to suffer behind you. But then when they get to be an adult, then you want to keep nagging. Leave it alone, witch. Leave it alone, because they're getting tired of you. And they will act out. You know, I have had people to come here in this situation. I have had people to contact me in this situation. Leave it alone. See, my key word today is leave it alone before you not be able to leave it alone. The word is God don't like ugly. Let's speak about God not liking ugly. What is ugly to God? What is ugly to God is a building that's supposed to be a church, holding up people in their wrongness. Yes, what God finds is ugly is people going into the church acting like they're holy, and they're not holy. When they get out of their church, they're cursing harder than anybody else and doing things that they shouldn't do. Lying, stealing, and everything else. Trying to manipulate people, everything. But every Sunday up in the church, clapping hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that spirit hit me today. Hallelujah. You playing. All you do is play. And if you're over here listening, people, if you listen to this, stop it, because nothing good is coming to it. And watch a person that calls you crazy. They are crazy themselves. But my deal, if it was me being called crazy, I would show them what crazy is. Exactly. People trying to drive the kids out of the home. Men and women doing it. I'm going to start speaking about women. It's men, and they come for things like this too. They got people they don't like, and they're trying to break up their family. Well, when you try to break up a family, blood, that is, you might slow things down. It might be arguing all the time. But guess what? That ceases, and they come together. Every tear that is cried is counted. Every tear is counted by God. And before long, oh, you got your mess back. Excuse me. The devil is not going to take my voice. You got your mess back and your face. I'm so sorry. That is a part of real talk, and we have really gone far into this show. I'm going into workers' woes now. I think I've gotten my message out that I need to get out today. Oh, yes. I see the people running around in the yards fighting, burning up clothes, taking all up the street, threatening to kill somebody. If you got a man that's running away from your women, and he wants to ride with his friends all the time, go with his friends. Something's wrong, dear. All the dirtiness that you have done, I'm not taking sides with nobody. All the dirtiness that you have done is coming back to you. You tried to break the family up, didn't you, a bonus stick witch? You tried to do it. But it's coming back to you. Oh, I wonder how those people that you call dumb and stupid and crazy is watching you run around and fight and argue, watching you and laughing at you. And they'll always laugh at you because they're protected. There's nothing that you or your so-called family can do to them. Point made this day here on October 11th. No, wait a minute, October 12th. No, October 11th. Okay, 2005. Oh, all right. Now, being afraid, fear is the act of the devil. And you know, some forms of fear, susta, fear and susta can be brought upon you in many ways. Fear can be brought upon you by a voodoo trick that's thrown on top of the victim's house. And not only that form of voodoo, it's in witchcraft and all other forms of magic, that same trick, but there are many other tricks. Don't think that what you do to destroy someone will not come back to you. It will. They just might take charge. And to the victim of all of this mess, there's no need to be afraid of anything. The law, help agencies, like, social service, no. There's no need to be afraid. Your enemy's going to get it. And they're going to get it good. And you're going to have a ringside seat. How beautiful. Well, let's talk about what's coming up. I gave a partial conjure tip about the driveway. Oh, now, that's a conjure tip about what they can do to your house if you want to get back at someone. Returning the trick versus clearing it. It is good to clear up what has been done to you. It's good to do that. But when it comes to sending it back, you sit there and think, okay, this person did this to me, why? Now, if you can't find a reason, if something is wrong, there's always a reason why somebody comes after you. And Most of it is jealousy, and most of it is there are people that just don't give a damn. I'm just saying it the way it is. I'm coming correct. I will not hold anything back. That's it. All of this jealousy and rage over nothing. Messing with innocent lives. But I really despise people that mess with children. And I hope that everybody hears this. I despise people that mess with children. Okay, people, we have the harvest moon coming up, which I have mentioned before. The harvest moon has a great time to do all things good. Not all bad, but and all working, it adds strength. Halloween, people do not believe this, is a powerful day. That's when all things are done and it has triple the strength of what you've been doing. Now, I'm not exact when that harvest moon will arrive, but Halloween, any work that you want done, you got to go ahead and call who you are going to call, whichever worker it is, and let them get started. More than likely, they are full. We are full. Workers, you don't have to put up people that are just calling just to talk. You don't have to do that. If you're late-hearted like I am, you won't listen to everybody. But you know when... If you know when a fake is on the phone and they just want to use you for your conversation to find out what's going on, you tell them what's going on, and then they don't do anything about it. That wasted your time. And I'm telling everybody, do not waste our time, especially at this time of the year. Don't do that. Well, to the people that think that they know how workers do their work. No two workers do their work the same. No one do their work the same. And it really irritates us when you are our clients, do what we ask you to do. It's just as plain and simple. Some things are just harsh. I hear the horror stories. I hear it. I hear all of things that clients go through. If you're not true with your work, sweetheart, then do not get into it. There are a lot of things that we have to do. And you, if you're into it, you know that we risk our lives for you. Okay. Now, another worker's woe, Lord have mercy. It's a client that will not let go. The case is so wet. The worker doesn't want to work with you anymore. Shut it up. Just shut it up. And let it go. This is some serious shit. I mean, you talk a good game. When it comes down to doing anything, you don't want to do it. Well, we're into the last 5 minutes of this show. And this was a real eye-opener. So, as I say every time, I would like for all of you to think about what was said this day. I would like for everybody to take this on into next week. Think about your goals. Think about if it's been too hard for you to obtain your goals. That's what I want to think about. Think about what's around you. Be alert. You people that know all about this, you know to check around your house, around your car, everything. You check their porch before you step on it. Because it's some real devil out here. And I'll tell you something else. You can catch some of them. You can catch, wait a minute, let's add a little fun into this. You can catch a couple, a man and a woman. What if you want to catch your husband? There's a simple little trick that you can do. The grapevine. Twist it up about the length of your arm. You know where they're going to be? Lay it there. Very close to the building or wherever they go. Some ho-ho clauses are so nasty, they do not, I mean, how do I say it? They don't care where they go. But you can catch them, and guess what? They will be stuck together. And I hate to say this on air, but while they're stuck together, if you catch them, please beat their ass. Beat their asses. Beat them, beat them, beat them. Always, women, always that woman, other woman first. Because that man is going to stand there and try to explain everything. You can get him later. But get the woman first. Men, same thing. Get the man first. Because the woman is going to be so surprised. She's going to be standing there with her mouth open. Don't know what's happening, and then she's going to try to explain. There's another conjure tip. Grapevines are not hard to find. Blueberry leaves can be used for many. No, I would not say that. I would not say that because some of you will mess up. But juniper berries are used for love. Juniper berries can be used in some money cases. I told you about the tightening thing. I don't think some of you got on to that one. But there's another wash that you can do with juniper berries, but it has to be done with 12 other herbs. It's a 13 herb wash, which other things are added, including the lodestone. Now, I wouldn't advise you to go about that alone, but if you are interested and you have a worker, please talk to your worker about this. Never go at anything alone. See, if you want to try something and you don't have your worker backing you up, then guess what? It's not going to work the way that you thought it was going to work. Sometimes it blows up. Well, I'm about at the end of my program. And I want to say thank you again to all of my listeners. Thank you so much. All of my followers, I thank you. I'm not even bringing up the snoopers. But this show, this episode, was the most interesting. I have your minds clicking about this episode, about what was said, about situations around you. You do not have to take any mess from anyone anymore. So, I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend and your week be blessed. And to my loving family and my beautiful mother, I love you, and I'll see you next week.